And a very good morning to you. It is Monday morning, the start of a new week. The date is the 20th of September, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the second book of Chronicles, chapter 1 and verse 10. The wisest man that ever lived said, "Now give me wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this great people of yours?" Solomon asked God to give him wisdom and knowledge. And then we go to Job chapter 28 and verse 28. And Job the farmer said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, that is understanding." We really need to be more practical in our daily lives. I remember an agricultural expert. He came to the farm to show us how to do it. But he couldn't start the tractor because he never drove a tractor before. You see, it was all theory. He didn't realize you have to put the tractor into neutral before you can turn the ignition and start the engine. Theory is one thing, but to make it work is quite something else, isn't it? Wisdom and knowledge is a gift from God, and you can ask for it simply just like Solomon did. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you'll find, knock and it will be opened to you." We need to concentrate more on people's skills. They are vital if you want to succeed in life. Always see people as better than yourself. Never speak down to people. Always speak up to people. I would often ask my staff when I was actively farming, I would sit down on a contour bank and say, "I don't know what to do." And you know something? They would slowly but surely start telling me of experiences that they had had on other farms. And they were pearls of wisdom. You know, just because a man is poor, and just because he has a limited education, that does not make him stupid. My late dad's brother, he struggled with asthma all his life from a little boy. He never had much of an education. He was always in hospital. When he left school, eventually he became a shepherd in Scotland. He looked after sheep. He was extremely sought after by the wealthy farming community. You know why? Because he had a team of border collies, sheepdogs. And he had trained them himself, and they were incredible. I saw them myself. I've never seen a man work with a flock of sheep. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of sheep all by himself with his dogs. Whereas other companies roundabout had to employ many, many men to do the same job. Wisdom and knowledge don't come from university alone. They come from the school of life. From experience, ask Jesus today to help you, just like Solomon did. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.